For Palestinians this year, little rain, tight travel restrictions, and the deliberate destruction of hundreds of trees in the past 3 weeks have made for a difficult and bitter olive harvest. NPR's Julie McCarthy went to one village in the middle of the West Bank and filed this report.
Dust drapes the ancient olive groves outside this rain-starved village. Green limbs turn silver. Black olives plunk to the ground a purplish gray. The olives of Bet Farik have provided family sustenance for generations. Harabe Hanani, whose ballooning dress cannot conceal that she is 8 months pregnant, arrived at 6 this morning to begin the intensive task of removing the fruit of her 26 trees. 5 of her 10 children dutifully pick their way through each olive branch, little ghosts with hair, hands, and faces powdered white from dust. The setting is bucolic, but the mood somber. Work is quiet and quick. Eyeing the hills that rise from this spot, villager Sami Zalmut says harvesters make haste because they are surrounded by Jewish settlements. We come to harvest, he says, and then immediately go home because we are afraid that the settlers will chase us. In 1998, settlers killed Zalmut's aging uncle, Mohammed. Relatives say he was alone picking his olive trees close to the nearby settlement of Itamar. A Jewish settler later turned himself in for the crime. The family says there were ongoing disputes over the loss of their land to the expanding settlement. Sami Zalmut points to Itamar on a ridge above and says his 30 acres of grove near the perimeter are now beyond his reach, but says his father, craving the chance to pick his olives, ventured back to the land last week.
He went up, he filled 2 buckets and ran for his life. The confrontations between us and the settlers during harvest time have not stopped.
Tensions run so high that Israel has deployed troops to protect the harvesters and their livelihood. The Palestinian mayor of Beit Farik says that did not stop an attack by settlers last month in which a deaf woman was injured. The West Bank village chief says settlers sneaked up on a group of harvesters she was part of and tossed a grenade. Some 5 miles to the west, residents of the Palestinian village of Ain Abous said they recently heard the sound of sawing in the night. The next day, villagers found hundreds of their olive trees limbless. The director of Rabbis for Human Rights, Arik Asherman, traveled to Ain Abous to assess the damage. When he arrived, Asherman says settlers, some in masks, assaulted him.
When I was attacked on October 27th, the people with their clubs and stones and kicks and everything were saying, get off our land. The bottom line, the parting line was, we really don't care about the olives at all. We're here to show that we control the territory. And if this is a way of asserting their control, they'll do that.
A spokesman for one settlement in the area told the Israeli press, we don't know who did it. And he added, anyway, the trees grow back. The office of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has ordered security forces to arrest those responsible for the destruction in Ain Abous. Trees in other nearby villages have also fallen victim to the vandals. The Israeli media says the culprits are understood to be the fringe of the settler movement. The Yesha Council, which represents the broad settlement community, condemned the attacks and called it bad publicity. Council Director General Adi Means.
We are very sad about this action. We came back to our homeland to plant and not to uproot. It's damage. What we are doing the last 25 or 30 years.
Some settlers suspect that the Palestinians are exploiting their olive picking to gather information about the settlements, to infiltrate them. The army says it recently discovered mortars in olive groves near Hebron. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.